We're less than 1 week away from the Democratic National Convention and the official kickoff to the 2020 presidential election. Hear how Joe Biden and Donald Trump are looking to energize their base and win over new voters with inspiring new mouth sounds. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Democracy dies in silence, so I'm going to be sure to inform you extra loudly today. Turn up that volume and stay with us. There's just 4 months left until the 2020 election, and both Democrats and Republicans are ramping up messaging to make their case to the American public before November 3rd. While many have already chosen their preferred candidate in this especially polarized political landscape, there are still millions of undecided voters waiting for more information on each side's coughs, hard swallows, lip smacks, and throat clears. Here to discuss the mouth sounds at the forefront of each campaign is OPR political correspondent Dirk Mullins. Good morning, Dirk.
Hi, Leslie.
It sounds like both campaigns are beginning to ramp up ahead of this month's conventions.
That's right. This week, the Joe Biden campaign released the first of dozens of new mouth sounds they say constitute the backbone of the former vice president's platform.
Ooh.
Based on what we know from his recent interviews, Democrats as a whole are eager for fresh new teeth clatters and bolder saliva swishing. Take a listen.
These are certainly new sounds from Biden, but I'm still hearing the broad phlegminess that makes him appealing to centrist Democrats as well as moderate Republicans. What about Trump?
Well, we're all familiar with President Trump's loud, wet displays of brash burps, slobbers, and stuffed sinus rasps that have made him so popular with his base. And it looks like not much has changed for 2020. So while the president is firing back against Biden, he's using the same inflammatory gurgles and spit-ups we've come to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Trump speaking at a White House luncheon just 2 days ago.
It certainly is wet, but the real question is, will it work?
For that, we'll have to wait until November. Right now, Biden is leading Trump in some key states, and Trump may need to soften his position on swirling coughed-up snot around in his mouth if he wants to maintain his already tenuous hold on white suburban women, many of whom say Biden's overly moist inhales better align with their values.
Right, but are Democratic leaders concerned that Biden's middle-of-the-road mouth sounds could act as a double-edged sword, appealing to the middle while pushing away progressives who don't want more of the same?
That is a concern. While Biden has a long history of neutral centrist mouth sounds, his team hopes these new swishes and swallows will entice voters farther on the left who demand drier, stickier mouth sounds.
And do progressive leaders agree?
It appears so. Bernie Sanders drew in huge numbers of young progressives who preferred his brand of spittle-flecked tongue slaps and cracked lip wheezing. But with Bernie out of the race now, Biden's team is seeking to make space for these voters by taking on some of Bernie's mouth sounds.
Hmm.
Just this week, the Biden campaign added this phlegmy snort from Bernie himself to their website.
You can really hear his lips parting. Does he ever drink water?
It's unclear, though he's publicly announced he would be willing to drink water in a Biden administration.
Well, all I can say is I'm so sick of all these nasty sounds playing on my TV. I can't wait till this election is over.
Sure, but then before you know it, it's already time for the first mouth sounds of 2024.
Oh boy, you're telling me. Thanks, Dirk. That's OPR's Dirk Mullins. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
You could say that the rest of these stories didn't run a strong enough campaign to be elected as a report with interviews and sound bites, but we're going to go ahead and allow them to make a sad little concession speech anyway. Here's what else we need to know today. A new report out today from the Department of Psychology and Brain Sciences at Indiana University has found that the aching desire to be reunited with your one true love after being separated by fate is still no match for a good porkin. The study's preliminary research also concluded that while wishing for your sweetheart's long-anticipated return can be a profoundly moving experience, it still doesn't hold a candle to a nice quickie. And with many school districts across the country moving to a full remote learning plan this fall, many parents are struggling to set up makeshift choir rooms for their weird kids to eat their lunches in alone. I would suggest having them lock themselves in the bathroom and eating their lunch in there. That should help put some normalcy back into their routine. And some good news out of the Great Plains Correctional Institution in Hinton, Oklahoma today, where an ongoing hunger strike is reportedly saving the prison 62 cents per inmate. Geo Group, the real estate investment trust that owns the private prison, is said to be so pleased with the decreased overhead cost that they're considering removing the entire line item for inmate food and nutrition from next year's budget. Not a bad way to save a buck. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because you've already decided who to vote for, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll have the story of a young boy who cried wolf when there was no wolf. And then when there actually was a wolf, nobody believed him, so he was eaten, and that's essentially the whole thing. Don't worry, we'll have more stories than just that one, so be sure to tune in. We'll see you tomorrow.